And grace and peace be yours in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Every Sunday is a celebration of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, but this one's special. As we've been talking about in Lent, that the Lord Jesus in time did the things that earned your salvation. Last Sunday was Palm Sunday, Hosannas, the teaching, but the cross. Yesterday, the day of silence, as the disciples were wondering what was going on, and today, the glad news that the Lord Jesus Christ was alive from the dead, and what that tells us about us and our future hope. Now, this morning, I want to name some specific thing that is a topic we seldom talk about in church, but this topic came up in men's prayer breakfast several months ago. In men's prayer breakfast, we've been talking about the Apostles' Creed. I thought it was going to be simple, but nothing is simple in men's prayer breakfast. And so I thought we were going to talk about the Creed, and it was going to go quick and easy, but I have a question about this, and what about that? And so one of those questions, I thought, I don't want to address it just with the men. I want to address it with the congregation. And here's a phrase. He descended into hell. You say that, now by the way, this morning we're confessing the Nicene Creed in church, but every other week we say the Apostles' Creed, that the Lord Jesus died for your sins, rose from the dead, but in there is that funny little sentence, he descended into hell. And I want to talk about it this morning because sometimes people have a mistaken concept about it. Sometimes people will say, Jesus must have descended into hell to be punished. That's not so. We want to talk about what's going on there, but I understand the thought process. You would say, well, hell is terrible. So Jesus died on the cross. He must have gone from the cross to hell where he suffered and eventually rose again. That ain't it. Now, we're going to look at it in some detail, but before we do, we are confessional Lutherans. And one of the things that means is that we have a high regard for Scripture. So with any question, the first question about the descent into hell is that in the Bible? Right? Is it even in the Bible at all? What's the answer? Yes. Briefly, but here it is. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 to 20. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that we got, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, yes, but made alive in the spirit. After being made alive, he went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits. Now some people will say, but that's only one verse. But what we would say is if it's the inspired word of God, one verse is sufficient. So the Lord Jesus descended into hell. Now we want to get a couple things as we work our way there. Today is Easter Sunday, and on Good Friday, the Lord Jesus died. That raises this question, what is death anyway? What is it? Well, let me ask you this question. How many people in this room right now are mortal? All of us. It is a thought that we push away, not to be morbid, but we're mortal. So if I ask the question, what is death? The first thing I want to ask before I even get to that question, there's often a question in response to a question, as you know. The real question is, what is a person? What is a person, right? Now, I want us to be really clear. It's not complicated, but we have to be clear. A person is body and soul. I want you to know that some people will say body, soul, and spirit. We're not quibbling over that argument. When we say body, we mean the physical. And when we say soul, we mean the immaterial. Some people divide that to soul and spirit, but those are both immaterial. So we're going to say a person is body and soul. Well, same questions I've already asked. Is that in the Bible? Yes. Genesis 2, verse 7. I want us to hear these words. They're specific. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground. What are we? Dust. Just matter. That's what it means. We're matter. We're made out of stuff. So the Lord God, but that's not a person yet. The Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Now I need us to get this. The atheist would say that a human being is only made of material stuff. They would say there's no such thing as a soul. What you call the soul is really the activity of your brain, and when your brain is dead, you're gone. Yuck. What a hopeless mess that is, right? I mean, if true, that's bleak. I mean, thanks be to God, it's not true. The Bible says that you are made of the dust of the ground, and the Lord God breathed life into you, and you are a spiritual being. Now, what is death? Death is when the soul is separated from the body. That's just what it is. The soul will live forever, but this body is subject to decay. And it's already begun. I had hair at one time in the past. It was thick and glorious. My beard was brown. But someday, this body that's decaying now is going to quit. And that body will be laid in a ground. I said this happy news to you on Ash Wednesday. It's in Genesis 3:19. Dust you are, and to dust you will return. Remember that? And I smeared your head with ashes. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. What a happy message. Daniel chapter 12 says, multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth. It doesn't mean your soul. It means that your body, right? Your body is laid in the ground. Now, I want to catch something here. Some people teach what they call soul sleep. That when you die, your body is put in the ground and your spirit goes to sleep. I don't think that's correct. Your body goes into the ground, but I think your soul continues to live. I want to give you a couple passages about that. Here's where they are. Matthew 22, verses 31 and 32. Jesus talking with the Pharisees. Of course, the Pharisees deny the resurrection, and so Jesus is saying to them, but about the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what God has said to you? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Now, that's a subtle argument, but here's what I want us to catch. Jesus talks about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as if they're what? Alive. Alive when? Right now. Right? Alive right now. Your loved ones who you have placed in the ground are with the Lord today. Now, here's another verse. Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls. I want you to hear that. The souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. They called out in a loud voice, how long, O Lord, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth? The souls of the saints gone before us are in heaven. They're awake, and they're aware of the passage of time because they said, how long? Now, I want us to have all that in mind. What is a person? Body and soul. What is death? The soul departs from the body. Now, here's the crazy thing. The Lord Jesus is the eternal Lord and God of the universe, and he entered a body. And that body bled and died, right? Beaten and scourged and nailed to a cross and died in every bit of the full sense of that. Now, here's what people will sometimes say. The Lord Jesus died on the cross and then descended into hell. Here's why we think that's not true. The Bible says in John 19, verse 30, when he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head, I want us to hear the words, and gave up his spirit. Body on the cross, he gave up his spirit, but I want us to get this, he didn't go to hell yet. Luke 23, 43, you know that next to the Lord Jesus Christ, there's two thieves, and one of them comes to faith, and the other dies angry and bitter. But to the one who comes to faith, what did Jesus say? Today, you know it, right? I hear it. Today, you will be with me, but where? In paradise. The Lord Jesus' body breathed its last, died on a cross. They took it from the ground. They laid it in a tomb. That was his body. And his spirit, by his own words, today you'll be with me in paradise. The Spirit of the Lord went from the cross to heaven where he met that thief. Think of this. Someday you will meet that thief. And you will say to him, "You made it in at the last possible minute." And he will say, "It's good to be here." Today, you will be with me in paradise. The Lord Jesus did not go to hell to suffer. The price of your sin was paid on the cross. On the cross, he said, "It is finished." If you know the Greek, it means it is paid. That's what it means. It's paid in full for you. The Lord Jesus is victorious right there. And then his spirit went to heaven. And then on Easter morning, I want us to hear the sequence again from 1 Peter 3. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. After being made alive, he went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits. Do you hear that? Dead on the cross, rose to heaven. His body was revived. Imagine this. The body and spirit of Jesus descended into hell after his resurrection. Says Peter. Now here's the fun thing to wonder. Why on earth would Jesus in his resurrection go to hell? So that he could wave his finger in Satan's face and say, "You loser." Do you get that? In the old theologians, they referred to the works of Jesus. They listed the Apostles' Creed. He did this, then this, then this. The first half is humiliation, to enter this world, to come as a baby, to be born in a cattle stall, to suffer and die. That's his humiliation. The second half is called his exaltation, and his exaltation begins with he descended into hell. When he says to Satan that you have failed, death and hell are defeated. And he said, "Here I am in my body." Satan, you have lost. Isn't that a great doctrine? Your Lord Jesus died for you, rose from the dead, descended into hell. When it says that he preached, it doesn't mean he preached to convert. It meant he came to proclaim that the Lord Jesus Christ is eternally victorious. And by the way, get this, his victory is your victory. He rose, so guess what? You will rise. That's a wonderful truth. It's a wonderful truth for us to get. Now, I always love this little tidbit. The angels saw it this way. In Matthew chapter 28, there was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone. And I paused when I read it. I love these words. He rolled back the stone. What's the next words? And sat on it. I want us to get it. What he's saying is, job done. It's a big stone, by the way. It's heavy. And then I love this. Then he tells the women what he has to tell them. You're looking for Jesus? He's not here. He's risen. But go tell his disciples he's risen. Go tell his disciples he meets you, will meet you in Galilee. And the last thing he says is, now I have told you. The same thing. I came to roll away this stone and to tell the women he's alive. And I did it. Right? That's what he said. And the Jesus who died and descended into hell and waved his finger at Satan, then he rose and he came to Jerusalem and saw the women. And the first thing he says to them is, fear not. Right? The Lord Jesus has conquered death and hell. Be not afraid. Amen. And we stand together. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds with Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen.